This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd. Yarwi al-Imam an-Nasa'i fi sunanihi bi sanadin hasan an Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma qala قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Nasa'i in his Sunan, and it has a reasonable chain of narration in terms of its authenticity, and it's read to us by Abdullah ibn Umar. And this is within the theme of treating your parents and relatives with excellence. And the way I'm going to look at this hadith is going to look at it from the opposite direction. So some hadith and some ayat and obviously teachings will encourage people to perform birr, and there are others that do the opposite and tell you, I mean, they look at it from the opposite side, they warn you from not doing that and the consequences of it. And this hadith is very interesting because I don't think there's anything like it in the way that it presents the issue. The Prophet ﷺ commonly would say, use numbers, ثَلَاثَةٌ this or four things that, and you'll find like there's actually a collection of these hadith, and inshallah we'll try and do that. And this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And then he counts three categories, Allah will not look at them yawm al-qiyamah. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala salama. One of the worst things you can imagine. And then he says, وَثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. And three will not enter Jannah. And then he counts three. And I don't have another hadith that he does that, where in the same hadith, meaning the same narrator, in the same hadith, he's actually saying twice. Maybe there's something similar to it, but at least there'll be different categories. And this hadith, the two categories they're talking about start with the same problem. So in this hadith, he says, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِمْ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Three categories. Allah does not look at them يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. الْعَاقُ لِوَالِدَيْهِ. And then two others. And then he says, وَثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. And three will not enter Jannah. الْعَاقُ لِوَالِدَيْهِ. And then two others. And he gives it in that form, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الْعَاقُ لِوَالِدَيْهِ. Those who mistreat their parents, or those who fail to keep up the least amount or the bare minimum amount of respect and birr and appropriateness with their parents. Not only will Allah not look at them yawm al-qiyamah, they have no hope of accessing Jannah. And this is what he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same hadith, there's other two. You can go look them up. They're on their website. I'm not going to talk about them. We'll talk about them in another setting because they require a lot of explanation. But twice, first two, al-aqu liwalidayh. They won't receive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessed Nazar, he won't look at them, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will not be granted access to Jannah. Be very careful of falling into a category of where the word uquq is somewhere in your vicinity, where somehow, like, somewhere there. Be very careful of being in a position where that word is going to be used in any form or manner. Watch out for that, because that's very scary. Because of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is pointing out to you, they're not going to do well. They're not getting anything. I do want to point out one thing though. As a parent, make sure you know exactly what your rights are. Just be very clear on them. Not your right to choose the profession of your child. You don't get to tell them what to study in university. You don't get to tell them what type of work to do. You don't get to tell them where they can and cannot live when they get a job. That's not, you can't use that. You can't say, أغضب عليك if you go and live in this place and the person needs to make a living. It doesn't matter if you say that. It doesn't matter if you're a mother, father and mother, you say, أغضبت عليك if you study this and not medicine. It doesn't matter. أغضب على كيفك, as much as you want. It doesn't matter. That's empty. Because that's not your right. It's important to understand what your right is. We've established over the last 3 or 4 weeks that birr al-walidain is not something that we can joke around with. That uquq is not some issue that we can afford to fall into or to allow to exist in our vicinity. We've established that. This is an issue of extreme importance, but parents have to know what it is, to what degree they're allowed to. This is not a card they can flash every time they don't like something. It's not like your secret weapon. Every time your child says something or thinks something you don't like, you take it out and أغضب. No, that's not how this works. And for a person to use what the Prophet ﷺ is explaining for personal gain is so corrupt, I can't even begin. Do not do that as a parent. Don't do that. If you understand anything of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, anything at all, you would never, ever even imagine to tell your child that if you do something, أغضب عليك. You would never do that. You would never do that. You would never even think of doing that. Because you understand how close to Jahannam you're putting this person? For what? What is it? What is it that they're doing? Honestly, could you, and I've had these conversations, I've had to sit down and listen to parents and children, and I've had to yell at children, but I also asked, after I sent the child away, I asked the father, what are you doing? What is it that this person is doing that you're using this terminology? How could you, this is not appropriate, be careful. Do you love your child? Yes, be careful when to say things like that. To say that أغضب عليك because you're going to do something that's not really within your realm of, the ta'a of al-walidin has to be with ma'roof. They have to be asking you to do something that's correct, that's appropriate, that is yurdillah subhanahu, that's satisfactory, and you're trying to do the opposite. When you're choosing between options that are both halal, that are both good, you can't use that card upon them. That's not right. That's not right. That pushes people over the edge. That makes it difficult. And it's important here. And I gave two examples. I have people who are like that. He has to study this. No, he doesn't. He can study whatever he wants. And you can't use birr and uquq when it comes to that. That's not nice. That's not right. That's not your right. You don't have the right to do that. There's an issue here that has to be established appropriately. So know what it is that they owe you. Know what it is that you owe them. And know what it is that you can demand. Yes, when it comes to marriage, you have a right as a parent to say, this person is not appropriate. This is not a good person, not a good family. And that's birr. Yes, for sure. That's for sure. But when they are good, and they're appropriate, and they have good deen and everything, but you don't like where they come from. They don't come from the right village within the country. Yes, the right village. You think that's funny? The right village. They're from the same country, but not from the right village. عفيني من شان الله. يعني have mercy upon us, wallahi. عيب. يعني this is not, you're making something, good family, good person, you have no objection with it, but no, not the right, not, or I'm not going to, do you want me to go down and tell you what I've heard over the years? See, that's not racist yet. You want to hear the racist stuff, where it's just clear, bleak racism. That's what's being said. And you want your son to listen to you when you're saying stuff that your reasoning is racist. No. The reason that I'm saying this is because Birr al-Walidain is so important. This is a star in the sky of Muslims. This is the highest star. We are very respectful of it. We revere it. We take it very seriously. Both parties have to take it very seriously. The children, the parents, this is not a joke. Allah does not look at them. You do not enter Jannah. We can't play with this. We have to know exactly what's appropriate, what's acceptable, what the rights are, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. You have to ask those questions. You have to know where your limit is. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِمَّا تُعْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُمْ إِبْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ تَرْجُوهَا فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا. When you leave them, because you have to go follow the rahmah of Allah, because you want to go and work, then say something nice to them. It doesn't say that if they say no, you have to stay. That's not what he says. So there are boundaries, there are limitations, there are restrictions. I have not explained to you in this one session all of those restrictions and limitations, but I am pointing out maybe we all need to be mindful when we say certain things and mindful when we make decisions so that we're doing the right thing. As a child, we're actually performing birr. As a parent, we're not asking for that which is not possible and it's not our right. And we're pushing our children over an edge and we're putting them in a position where they're being deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of something that is personal and it's not even for the right reason. I want to share that with you because I think it's important and I hope that we can figure that out because for the sake of our next generation, a generation aqeen won't go anywhere. If you have a generation of people who are performing uquq, we're not going to do anything. We need a generation of younger people who are performing birr and you need two to tango. Birr requires the child to do to make it easy, and the parents have to help out as well. We all have to do this together to achieve this beautiful, to reach that star. يروي الإمام النسائي في سننه بسند حسن عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ثلاثة لا ينظر الله إليهم يوم القيامة العاق لوالديه والمرأة المترجلة والديوث وثلاثة لا يدخلون الجنة العاق لوالديه والمدمن الخمر والمنان